On Tuesday morning, a student opened fire on his classmates at a Western Kentucky high school, killing two 15-year-olds and injuring more than a dozen others. The incident has drawn sympathy from across the country and world. And in Kentucky, lawmakers began the debate over what, if anything, can be done to prevent future mass shootings. Paducah Republican Senator Danny Carroll graduated from Marshall County High School and represents the area.
Someone asked me, well, okay, now what are y'all going to do to prevent this from happening again? Well, Mr. President, I think this goes beyond things that we can solve in Frankfort.
Carroll connected the violence to bullying over social media and said people need to change the way they talk to each other. Two other Republican senators proposed allowing schools to designate teachers or staff to keep a gun on campus in order to confront active shooters. Senator Steve West of Paris admitted the bill wouldn't be a cure-all.
It increases the chances. It increases that kid's chances of surviving. And if there is someone there with a weapon, they will be able to take down the assailant or at least calm the situation.
Kentucky schools are already allowed to have school resource officers, often off-duty members of local law enforcement. Marshall County High School had an off-duty sheriff's deputy on campus at the time of the shooting, though details of the event still haven't been revealed. Representative Attica Scott is a Democrat from Louisville. She criticized Republican lawmakers for refusing to consider gun control measures after the shooting.
We're training our babies how to react when faced with an active shooter, but we are not taking action on gun safety.
Scott has proposed allowing local governments in Kentucky to pass their own gun control measures. That's currently forbidden under state law.
These cities could be models for the state, including for small, close-knit communities.
Governor Matt Bevin has long said he's not in favor of any new gun restrictions. In a videotaped statement, Bevin said that people who want to commit gun violence will find a way to do so no matter what, and the state and country need to do away with violent movies, TV, video games, and music.
The violence, the disregard for the value of human life. We are becoming increasingly desensitized. Our young people are desensitized to it. We have a culture of death in America.
Beyond the weighty issues of gun violence, this week the legislature also talked about purple cows.
People may even paint each other's cows purple.
That's Representative Angie Hatton. She's a Democrat from Whitesburg. She's responding to a bill that would allow landowners to mark their property lines with purple paint in order to warn off trespassers.
So while I appreciate the intention, it will neither beautify nor bring harmony to Eastern Kentucky. It's also unnecessary. We already have the ability to mark our property lines with fences that aren't purple.
A lighthearted debate ensued with jokes about the bill being bipartisan because the paint was neither red nor blue and how similar policies in other states hadn't led to bevies of purple bovines. But in the end, the bill failed by a vote of 39 to 50. It's rare for a bill to fail once it's been brought to the House floor, but happens sometimes. First pointed out by CNHI Frankfort reporter Ronnie Ellis, the vote may help illustrate the divide among House Republicans in the wake of the resignation of House Speaker Jeff Hoover from his leadership position. Louisville Republican Representative Phil Moffitt was the sponsor of the purple paint bill. He's one of eight GOP lawmakers who unsuccessfully tried to have Hoover expelled from the House. While the so-called Gang of Eight voted in favor of the bill, a majority of House Republicans didn't. That's your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.